A brief lesson of hadith. Let us try and participate for a short while, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmid din amma ba'd. Alhamdulillah, mera muhtaram, bhaiyo dosto, buzurgo, my dear respected brothers, elders, friends. We were going through this chapter. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought this chapter titled Babur Raja, the chapter of hope. Hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah, hope in the fact that regardless of how many mistakes a person makes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still always the most forgiving, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most kind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most loving, the most compassionate. So many times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tries to make His mercy, His rahmah, His love known to us. That Allah ta'ala, He Himself is the only one that can forgive. He is the only one that can guide. He is the only one that can help. Without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help, we are lost. We have nowhere to turn to. It's very, very important. But at the same time, it's very important to not become deluded. You know, it's 21st century, everybody's, mashallah, one of us is here, we were having a discussion about, you know, modern Islam. There's something called modern Islam. People say, it's 21st century, you know, take it easy. You don't need to be so strict. You don't need to, it's not back in the days anymore. Interaction between the two genders. We don't have to be as strict as we used to be before. We have to understand the times are changing. So many other things, because times are changing, we are compromising on so many aspects of deen. This is foolishness. And this is a way Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi in his Ihya ul-Muddin mentions that shaitan, he's the most intelligent one. He knows, no, he's not the most intelligent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most intelligent one. But shaitan is very, very clever. In the sense that shaitan knows how to misguide and mislead each and every single faction of society. Whether it's the lay people, and Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi mentions ghurur, how shaitan has deluded the awam, the lay people, how shaitan has deluded many of the salihun, the pious, righteous, how shaitan has deluded many of the ulama, and he approaches them, oh, you can do this, this is okay, this is okay, this is okay. And doing so, the alim, the scholar, or the pious person feels, I'm okay, I'm performing my salah, I'm following the sunnah, but shaitan will approach them in a manner. Person will not even realize it, but they are following the desires of their nafs and they will be misled and misguided. So it's very, very important, as much as we go through this chapter in the hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we don't become deluded. We don't fall into ghurur. That person falls into this, in Urdu they say, nalaiqi. That you know what? You think to yourself that, oh, everything's okay. Allah is Allah bahut rahim wa kareem hai. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bahut maaf karne wala. Which means, I can do anything I want to do. We shouldn't fall into this delusion. Allah ta'ala protect us. وَعَنْ عِتْبَانِ بْنِ مَالِكٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ عَنْهُ وَهُوَ مِمَّنْ شَهِدَ بَدْرًا قَالَ كُنْتُ أُصَلِّي لِقَوْمِ بَنِي سَالِمٍ وَكَانَ يَحُولُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَهُمْ وَادٍ إِذَا جَاءَتِ الْأَمْطَارُ فيشق علي اجتيازه قبل مسجدهم فجئت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقلت له إني أنكرت بصري وإن الوادي الذي بيني وبين قومي يسيل إذا جاءت الأمطار فيشق علي اجتيازه فوددت أنك تأتي فتصلي في بيتي مكانا أتخذه مصلى فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سأفعل فغدا علي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وأبو بكر بعدما اشتد النهار واستأذن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فأذنت له فلم يجلس حتى قال أين تحب أن أصلي من بيتك فأشرت له إلى المكان الذي أحب أن يصلي فيه فقام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فكبر وصففنا وراءه فصلى ركعتين ثم سلم وسلمنا حين سلم فحبسته على خزيرة تصنع له فسمع أهل الدار أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في بيتي فثاب رجال منهم حتى كثر الرجال في البيت فقال رجل ما فعل مالك لا أراه فقال رجل ذلك منافق لا يحب الله ورسوله فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تقل ذلك ألا تراه قال لا إله إلا الله يبتغي بذلك وجه الله تعالى فقال الله ورسوله أعلم أما نحن فوالله ما نرى وده ولا حديثه إلا إلى المنافقين فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فإن الله قد حرم على النار من قال لا إله إلا الله يبتغي بذلك وجه الله متفق عليه It's a very lengthy hadith, so I won't do the translation in Urdu and English, it'll become too long. Sayyidina Itban bin Malik radiallahu anhu, he narrates this hadith. And he's from وَهُوَ مِمَّنْ شَهِدَ بَدْرًا. He's a Badri Sahabi. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi mentions generally that this person is a Badri Sahabi, or a Sahabi who participated in the Battle of Uhud, or a Sahabi who was there in the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, when it's not a very famous narrator. When you hear this Sahabi's name, a person thinking, I've never heard of this Sahabi's name. When you hear Sayyidina Anas bin Malik, Sayyidina Abu Hurairah, because they come, radiallahu anhuma, they come many, many times in the hadith, so it's quite easy to identify who they are. But this Sahabi, Itban bin Malik, radiallahu anhu, not many hadith have been narrated from him. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi is assuring us, he participated in the Battle of Badr. He's a Badri Sahabi, from the greatest level of the Sahaba. He mentions that, كُنْتُ أُصَلِّي لِقَوْمِ بَنِي سَالِمْ I was the Imam, and I used to lead my people, the Banu Salim, in Salah. وَكَانَ يَحُولُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَهُمْ وَادٍ إِذَا جَاءَتِ الْأَمْطَارِ However, when heavy rain used to fall, then a kind of valley used to come in between me and in between my people. So where my house was, where I used to live, and the place where my tribe used to live, this big valley and could be filled with water. So فَيَشُقُّ عَلَيَّ اجْتِيَازُهُ قِبَلَ مَسْجِدِهِمْ And it was very difficult for me to cross over that to go to the masjid. And he explains the reason. He says, فَجِئْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ I came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فَقُلْتُ لَهُ And I said to him, إِنِّي أَنْكَرْتُ بَصَرِي Ya Rasulullah, my eyesight has become very, very weak. My eyesight has become very weak. وَإِنَّ الْوَادِيَ الَّذِي بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ قَوْمِي يَسِيلُ إِذَا جَاءَتِ الْأَمْطَارِ And this valley, this ravine, I think you call it that in English as well, which is between me and between my people, it fills up with water, it becomes flooded whenever there is heavy rainfall. فَيَشُقُّ عَلَيَّ اجْتِيَازُهُ And it becomes very difficult for me to cross over it and go to the other side to lead the people in salah. فَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّكَ تَأْتِي فَتُصَلِّي فِي بَيْتِي مَكَانًا أَتَّخِذُهُ مُصَلَّى Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what I want, what I desire is that you come to my house and you perform salah in a specific place and I will make that the musalla in my house. The place of salah in my house. This is the place where I will perform salah. You can see the masjid of my house. Saying this is specifically when rain falls and I can't actually go to the masjid. So this is udhr. Udhr ke liye jamaat ka namaz saqit ho jata hai. Agar koi khas udhr ho. Hamara jaisa udhr nahi. You know, for small, small reasons, I don't need to go, I don't need to go, I don't need to go. But for udhr, for a valid reason, it is permissible to perform salah at home. So here the sahabi is saying, I can't cross over when the water is there. It's too difficult. You know, I have very weak eyesight. I can, you know, unfortunately some harm can happen to me. Therefore, Ya Rasulullah, I want you to come to my home and I want you to perform salah in a specific place and that will be the musalla of my house. So we see from here that it is, you know, a preferable action to have a place of salah in your house which you designate, ki is jagah ke andar main sirf namaz padunga. You know, like ghar ka masjid hota hai. And the reason for that is then a person's focus is there. When you go to perform salah, you can create, mashallah, sometimes people send pictures, especially those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed with a big house, and you know, they have different rooms, they make a room like the masjid. The family know, the children know, okay, this is the masjid, and they have Quran, sometimes they put out the, you know, carpet which is like musalla, and they make it look like a masjid. So when you go in there, you're focused, and you can concentrate and devote your attention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a mustahab in the house. However, on the other hand, we have to remember, in the masjid, this is not mustahab. Rather, in the masjid, this is something Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prohibited against. Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned the hadith, Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prohibited from making a musalla in the masjid like kalba'ir, like a donkey. The donkey, jis tarah janwaron ka ek khas jagah hota hai, jiske andar wo pasand karte hain, wahan jaake, jo hai, haan. وہاں جا کے بیٹھ جاتے ہیں تو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم prohibited this as well. That in the masjid you shouldn't do this. In the masjid, this is my place. No one should be here. Right? کسی اور کو یہاں بیٹھنے کی اجازت نہیں ہے. This is not permissible. The reason for that is the ulama mentioned because riya and showing off and pride. It's natural this can happen. First of all, the masjid is nobody's house. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's house. And we have to treat it like this in every way. Come to the masjid, the cleanliness of the masjid, using the water in the wudu khana, using the water in the taps, flushing the toilet, all of this. I have to think of it, ke ye mera zati koi makan nahi hai. Agarche main iski tarah thoda financially contribute kar raha hoon, main chanda de raha hoon. Chanda dene ke waaste ye mera zati makan nahi ban gaya. So many people contribute. And alhamdulillah, most of those people don't come and say, "Ha, this wuzukhana is mine, this toilet is mine, you know, I will never do wuzu at home." Unfortunately, this is a very bad mentality. Masjid wuzu, masjid toilets should only be used zarurat ke wajah se, necessity. Otherwise, we shouldn't even touch them. I should feel, you know, I spend hours here. Not to, I'm apne bare mein keh raha hu. Main ghanto par ghanta mujhe baaz dafa 6-7 hours I'm here in a row. Toilet ka hajat hota, I think, you know, I'll do it at home. I need to have a cup of tea. I'm thinking when I'm using the, it's masjid water. You have to have this. Mashallah, Abbas bhai is here. There's some biscuits there. Do you know whose biscuits they are? So it's okay, masjid biscuits. I don't touch them. What does that mean, masjid biscuits? You know, a person has to have this fikr that every single thing in the masjid is not mine. The other day, one of we have young boys that we teach on the weekend. And I give them a break. I come downstairs, see they're all opening the fridge, taking bottles, drinking them. And I meet them all, I shouted at them. I said, "Qari Sahib, these are masjid bottles, the same bottles we were drinking in Ramadan." I said, "How do you know? Did somebody tell you that it's not their personal property?" I said, "Maybe you're right. Maybe it is some water that has been contributed to the masjid. But we shouldn't have this careless attitude ke masjid ke andar jo kuch hai bas waqf hai. Istemal karo jis tarah matlab marzi ho istemal karo." So this is not correct. So similarly in the masjid when performing salah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam prohibited and forbade that you make one place your place. And everybody says, "Ah, Chaudhry sahab ko idhar hi baithna hai. Agar koi aur ko idhar baith jaye to Chaudhry sahab jo hai matlab gaali galoch karenge." This sahi nahi hai. Theek nahi hai, you know. Chaudhry sahab kisi ke bare mein nahi keh raha, bas keh raha hu aam taur pe Chaudhry sahab. So unfortunately this is incorrect. But at home one can do this, there's no problem. And we see the sahabi here saying, "Ya Rasulullah, I want you to come perform salah in one place of my house, and this becomes my musalla. This becomes the place I always perform salah." You know, baaz cheezein hoti hai iski wajah se insaan ka jo hai namaz ke andar aur taqat aur namaz ke andar aur zyada tawajjuh hoti hai. You know, nek logon ki ek jubba. I remember my nana, my mother's father, he wears the lungi of his father, who's passed away, rahmatullahi alayhi. He wears his lungi every time he performs salah. And you know, when he goes to the masjid and everything, he'll wear his lungi. I didn't know, once he would just happen to just tell me over some other reason, that it helps him focus in his salah wearing the lungi of his own father. Sometimes a pious person gives you some clothing item or something and you put it on and you sit down to do zikr, it feels. I remember one Mulana in Preston, Mulana Bilal Nakhuda, he gave me the tasbih of Haji Ismail Nakhuda from Saudi Arabia, I think. Madinatul Munawwara, Jai, Madinatul Munawwara. And he says, "This is Haji Ismail Nakhuda's tasbih. Khuda jane us pe kitni dafa unhone Allah Ta'ala ka naam liya ho." He was Khalifa of Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi. So he said, "He gave it to me." So sometimes when you use these kind of things, it increases your concentration, increases your focus. So sahabi saying, "Ya Rasulullah, if you perform salah here, every time I perform salah, I will automatically feel a stronger connection and love and desire to perform salah there, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has performed salah in that place." So he says, "I mentioned this to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Faqala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sa'af'alu." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "I will do so. I will come to your house, I will perform salah in a specific place, and I will do as you wish." فَغَدَى عَلَيَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَأَبُو بَكْرٍ بَعْدَ مَشْتَدَّ النَّهَارِ. One day, in the hours of the day when the sun was at its zenith, at its peak, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to my house with Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. وَاسْتَأْذَنَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked permission to come in. فَأَذِنْتُ لَهُ, and I gave him permission. فَلَمْ يَجْلِسْ حَتَّى قَالَ أَيْنَ تُحِبُّ أَنْ أُصَلِّي مِنْ بَيْتِكَ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not sit down first. Straight away, before he even sat down, he said, "Where do you want me to perform salah in your home?" بیٹھنے سے پہلے مقصد. میں اس گھر کے اندر, اس مکان کے اندر آیا کس مقصد کے وجہ سے, پہلے مقصد پورا کر لو, ادا کر لو. ہمارے لوگ کیا کرتے ہیں, opposite کرتے ہیں. We come in first, we sit down long, gup sharp, talk, this and that. And when the host is tired from serving us now, why was I here? So we walk in. Sometimes the host wants to serve food, and there's no problem with that. But my job as a guest is to say, especially if I'm going to the house for a specific purpose, let me do what I'm here to do. Baad mein khana khilana. Khana khilana ho, pani pilana ho, baad mein karna. Pehle jo hai, main kis wajah se ghar ke andar aaya hoon. Agar koi hajat lekar, let me fulfill that task first. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first thing, he's seeking permission to enter. and permission is given, showing that this istidhan, permission, I don't want to go into a separate discussion. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought a whole kitab al-istidhan later on, and we, inshallah, Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to get to that. But seeking permission, and then when the permission was granted, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enters and he says, where do you want me to perform salah? The reason why I am here. And so he says, فَأَشَرْتُ إِلَى الْمَكَانِ فَأَشَرْتُ لَهُ إِلَى الْمَكَانِ I indicated to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the place, ya Rasulullah, that I want you to, الَّذِي أُحِبُّ أَنْ يُصَلَّى فِيهِ, that I want you to perform salah in. فقام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فكبر وصففنا وراءه. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم stood up. فكبر, he gave the takbir, takbir al-iftitah, the takbir al-tahrim, I just come get to him, the first takbir. وصففنا وراءه, and we made rows behind رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. You know, رسول الله is starting some nafil salah, and we just join him in the nafil salah. فصلى ركعتين. So we see the nafil salah, جه. Nafil salah, a person can do this in jama'at, as long as there's no what they call tada'i, as long as you don't call people, okay, is din jo hai nafil ki jamaat hogi, ye makruh tahrimi hai. However, if it's just coincidentally happened to be the case that a few people are there and they say, chalo, we'll just do some nafil salah, there's a hafiz of Quran, mashallah, they you know their Quran very well, so they can recite a few juz of Quran, we'll stand behind them, there's nothing wrong, as long as we don't make it a habit, oh, every day at this time there's nafil salah and call towards that. So the Sahaba, they stood behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This Jama'at Salah is a specific Salah that takes place at specific times, to the extent that sometimes when we, after doing Salam, we see brothers coming and then they start a Jama'at straight away. Now that is makruh. You're not supposed to do that. Chalo, you want to get the reward of ajr of jama'ah, understandable. But if you're to do that, you should do that in a separate place. MashaAllah, once what happened, I led the Isha Salah here. As soon as I finished Isha Salah, I was going up the stairs and I saw at the top of the stairs in front of the madrasa, two brothers were doing jama'at. I realized they missed it and they understood that you shouldn't do it in the main hall. They were doing it upstairs at the top of the stairs. So this is fine. You know, inshallah, they get the reward of the jama'ah and they haven't done anything makruh. Because no two jama'ahs should take place at the same time in one place. One has just finished, another one. It's confusing. And that's why for the imam, it is makruh to stand in the same place after doing the salam and read his sunnahs in the same place, because it gives the impression that maybe salah hasn't finished yet. For everybody else, it's not makruh. May jis jagah pe farz namaz ada ki, usi jagah ke andar sunnat parna aam musalli ke liye koi masla nahi hai, koi haraj nahi hai. Lekin imam ke liye makruh hai. Because جو باہر سے آئیں گے وہ سوچیں گے ہو سکتا ہے کہ ابھی تک جماعت ختم نہیں ہوئی امام صاحب ابھی اپنی جگہ میں کھڑے ہیں اسی لیے امام کے لیے مستحب ہے that he moves away from his place. All of these masail are very important that we know and we understand them. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the takbir and we made rows behind him. فَصَلَّ رَكْعَتَيْنِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ performed two rak'ahs of salah ثُمَّ سَلَّمَ وَسَلَّمْنَا حِينَ سَلَّمْ. Then he did the salam and we also did the salam, made salam when he, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, made salam. فَحَبَسْتُهُ عَلَى خَزِيرَةٍ تُسْنَعُ لَهُ. We made some food items for him and we told رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, يا رسول الله, you must eat before you go. So this is the adab, this is the etiquette. The first hajat, necessity is fulfilled, and then any feeding or any hospitality بعد میں. پہلے اپنا حاجت پورا کر لیں. فسمع اهل الدار ان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في بيته. Now Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم has come to the other side of مدينة المنورة, because remember, if this was close to Masjid al-Nabawi, the Sahabi would have gone to Masjid al-Nabawi. There'd be no reason to have a different masjid. So this shows that this was on the outskirts of مدينة المنورة. So the people heard the locality, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is here. So فَثَابَ رِجَالٌ مِّنْهُمْ حَتَّى كَثُرَ الرِّجَالُ فِي الْبَيْتِ. Many people started to come to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam until the house was filled with people who had come to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this shows that whenever we hear pious person, a scholar, wali of Allah, you know, someone who has a special status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our locality, should make an effort to go and visit them. Yeah, it's a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A pious person has come into our locality. We should go and make an effort. That we didn't have to travel further away. Allah Ta'ala sent them here. So everybody, you know, many people came into the house. So فَقَالَ رَجُلٌ. So as it happens, when a lot of people get together, they start gupshup, they start talking. So one person said, مَا فَعَلَ مَالِكٌ. Where's Malik? لَا أَرَاهُ. Where is this Malik? ایک شخص کا نام لے کے کہتے ہیں کہ یہ مالک کدھر ہے؟ اس کو میں نہیں دیکھ رہا. ادھر مجھے نہیں مل رہا ہے. I can't see him. Where is Malik? So another person responded, you know, this gupshup. And from here we also understand that the Sahaba, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would allow conversation to take place around him. There was a time and place for everything. You know, there's a time and place the Sahaba understood. There'd be pin drop silence. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is speaking, saying something very important. This is the time to remain silent and listen carefully. Every word that comes out of his mouth is wahi, is revelation. Very, very important. But at other times Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting, the Sahaba would be bi takalluf at times, talking to each other, discussing different things. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would smile. Hattaka Shaykh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda in his kitab, I don't remember the reference for where he takes the hadith. He mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would talk about the same things that we talked about. If we talked about dunya, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would also take part. If we talked about deen, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would take part. And whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke, we would all become very, very silent and we would listen. So bi takalluf. You know, unfortunately, it's not like the kings and this and that, that you can't speak at all in there. You have to be in a certain formal way. And this is wrong as well, you know. This is wrong. So the Sahaba are talking. So one Sahabi says, where is this Malik? I don't see this person called Malik. Another person says, he says, ذَلِكَ مُنَافِقٌ لَا يُحِبُّ اللَّهَ رَسُولَهُ. Don't talk about this man Malik. He's a munafiq. He doesn't love Allah and his Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. तो दुआ में बात कर रहे हैं एक ने कहा ये मालिक के तरीके मैं इसको नहीं देख रहा दूसरे कहते हैं कि ये मुनाफिक है इसके बारे में बात ना करो ये अल्लाह और रसूल से मोहब्बत नहीं करता स्ट्रेट अवे रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम सेड ला तकुल ذلك डोंट से दिस अला तराहु قال لا اله الا الله يبتغي بذلك وجه الله تعالى डू यू नॉट सी दैट ही हैज सेड ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह सीकिंग द प्लेजर ऑफ अल्लाह सुभानहू व तआला विद दिस शहादा. From this we understand the person would not have been a munafiq. Because ibtigha'u wajhi Allah, nobody knows this, because this is in the heart. Matlab, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, yeh shakhs malik jo hai, wo la ilaha illallah kehta hai Allah ta'ala ko razi karne ke liye, sirf Allah ki raza mandi ke liye. To yeh sirf Allah ki raza mandi ke liye cheez jo hai, yeh to niyat hai. Aur niyat dil ke andar hota hai. तो हुजूर सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम इसके दिल के बारे में बात कह रहे हैं कि इसके दिल के अंदर नियत यह है अल्लाह को राज़ी करने के लिए ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह कहते हैं. मुनाफिकीन जैसे नहीं कि कलिमा तौहीद कह देते हैं सिर्फ लोगों को राज़ी करने के लिए लेकिन दिल के अंदर सरीह कुफ्र है. इन देयर हार्ट्स दे आर डिसबिलीवर्स दे डू नॉट एक्सेप्ट इस्लाम एंड दे डू नॉट एक्सेप्ट अल्लाह सुब्हानहू व तआला. सो व्हेन रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम सेड दिस द सहाबी हु मेंशनड दिस ही सेड अल्लाहु व रसूलुहु आलम. Allah and His Rasul know best. Allah and His Rasul know best. Rasulullah has spoken, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, don't say this. They automatically said, Allah and His Rasul know best. أَمَّا نَحْنُ فَوَاللَّهِ مَا نَرَى وُدَّهُ وَلَا حَدِيثَهُ إِلَّا إِلَى الْمُنَافِقِينَ. As for us, we only see that He speaks to, He communicates with, and He has love for the hypocrites, the munafiqun. हमारे सामने जो कुछ है वो ये है कि ये शख्स मालिक हर वक्त मोहब्बत रखता है मुनाफिकीन से और उनके साथ उन्हीं के साथ ये बातचीत करता है उन्हीं के साथ उठता बैठता है. दिस इज़ व्हाट वी सी एंड दैट्स द रीज़न व्हाई आई एम सेइंग ही डजंट लव अल्लाह एंड हिज रसूल. मीनिंग इट्स अ गैरा इनसाइड ऑफ अ बिलीवर. अ गैरा समवन हु डजंट लाइक अल्लाह एंड हिज रसूल सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम. समवन हु हैज बिलीव्स व्हिच आर अगेंस्ट इस्लाम. आई शुडंट एंजॉय स्टेइंग इन दैट पर्सनस प्रेजेंस. You know, there's adab and there's akhlaq and there's goodness and there's softness. Okay, even if somebody isn't a Muslim, you know, we approach them with the akhlaq of Islam, the beauty of Islam, through which they become inclined to Islam. It shouldn't be something that I enjoy. My best friend is a non-Muslim. My very close friend is, you know, from a different religion. Well, nowadays, Allah protect. You don't have to go to different religion, the LGBTQ. My best friend is of a different inclination. It can't be the case. This is something that should make a Muslim very, very uncomfortable. Something which is haram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram. How can I feel extremely inclined towards a person who holds that view? I can't naturally. That we're two different, you know, لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينَ. You know, people have this misunderstanding here. لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينَ. Allah Ta'ala says, لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينَ. Okay, لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينَ. Abka deen, mera deen, alag hai, koi masala nahi, hum dost, but as long as we understand that your deen and my deen is different. لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينَ means you go your way, I go my way. It doesn't mean we'll be best friends. We just understand that I have my opinion, you have your opinion. It means that we're on separate paths. We can't be on the same path. We can't sit down and share meals and enjoy life together if we know that fundamentally we have serious differences amongst ourselves. So we're not saying to compromise on adab and you know, muhabba and akhlaq of Islam, which is there. But we're saying there has to be a clear separation from people who are doing things which will make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala angry. Because if Allah ta'ala's adab comes, I don't want to be the best friend of the person on whom Allah's adab comes. Think about it like this. That when Allah's adab comes, what in the time of Sayyidina Dawood alayhi salam, the people were calling these people, those who were you know, fishing on the Yawmul Sabt, on the Saturday. There were a group of people who were calling them and saying, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. Allah ta'ala has made fishing. Machli ka shikar se nature ka din Allah ta'ala isko haram qarar diya hai. You can't do it. And they said, no, we're going to do it. Don't worry, we're not doing it. We're just going to put our net the day before. And they thought they were very, very clever. These people said, look, Allah's adab is going to come. So what did they do? They moved to the other side of the city to get away from them. Allah's adab is going to come. I don't want to be anywhere around here. And Allah's adab did come. They became qiradatan, you know, monkeys and pigs. Allah ta'ala changed their forms. So Allah's adab comes, but the etiquette is that we stay away. So that's why this sahabi is saying, we don't understand. How can he be a believer if his closest association is with the munafiqun? He sits with them, he talks to them, he has love for them. However, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إن الله قد حرم على النار من قال لا إله إلا الله يبتغي بذلك وجه الله. Allah سبحانه وتعالى has made haram upon the fire of Jahannam anyone who says لا إله إلا الله intending with this the pleasure of Allah, or seeking with this the pleasure of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. مطلب انسان کے ظاہر دیکھ کے we shouldn't judge them. We look at their apparent features, apparent form, and you know, apparent actions, and we say this person is like this. As long as they are not doing something clearly contradicting Islam, they haven't done something of kufr, they haven't made a statement of kufr, or done an action which takes them out of the fold of Islam, we shouldn't judge. This is judgmental. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this hadith, and Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi brought this hadith here to show, okay, we shouldn't have negative opinions about people. Small, small things we see and say, oh, this person's like this, this person's like that, this person has takabbur. Why? Because he speaks in a certain way. I remember our Ustaz Mufti Nazir sahab, I don't know if I should mention this. But he has a Ustad who was a great alim. Everybody will know his name, I won't mention. He says, our Ustad Mufti Nazir sahab, he says, bohut bade, mere Ustad jo hai, bohut bade Allah ka wali hai. Lekin jab kamre ke andar dakhil hota hai, lagta hai ki dunia ke sabse bada mutakabbir a gaya. He said this, he is Pathan as well, so sometimes his statements, mashallah, be exaggerated. But he said it that from the way he walks, from the way this Buzurg walks, it seems that he is full of himself. But he is such a mutawadi' wali of Allah. But koi bahir se dekhe sochega iske chal se ke ye pata nahi apne aap ko kya samajhta hai. So but we don't judge people. See, this is what we're understanding. We don't judge people. Don't look at the zahir and say, oh, this person's stingy, this person's full of himself, this person's arrogant, this person's proud, this person... This is not our place to judge people. So many people come in so many different colors and shapes and forms. You know, if you look at, you do a deep study of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sometimes the way certain Sahaba used to behave and the things that they used to say, just make it, you know, you take a step back. I don't want to mention the names of any Sahaba. All of them are greater than the greatest of the awliya, and they are the leaders of this ummah. And they are, you know, our heads are under their feet, the Sahaba, radiallahu anhum ajma'in, all of them. But sometimes you read certain things and the characters that they had. Well, you see, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not differentiate in the way that he dealt with any Sahabi. Treated all of them the same. Unless they said something which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not like, then he would discipline them in a way that he thought appropriate. For example, Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Ubadah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on the day of the conquest of Makkah, Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Ubadah radiallahu anhu, he said, Al-yawma yawmul malhama. Today is the day of aaj jo hai logon kaatenge hum. We're going to do damage today. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became very upset. He took the, because Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Ubadah radiallahu anhu was carrying the flag of the Ansar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him to give it to his son, Qais bin Sa'ad bin Ubadah. And he said, no, Al-yawma yawmul marhama. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would discipline the Sahaba. All of the Sahaba had their different colors and different rang. Ek baag ke andar bahut sare phool hote hain jinke rang alag alag hote hain. Nobody can be the same. Oh, this person is quiet and has a nice smile and I like this person. Doesn't mean that everybody is going to be identical to them. Everybody is different. Look at Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu's tabi'ah, his nature, his personality, in contrast to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ta'aleem was to us was never judge. Never judge anyone, because this is not our job. What is in the heart of a person, just because one, you know, our people have this habit, किसने कुछ कह दिया इसके बिना पर हम कह देते कि ये मुतकब्बिर शख्स है, इसके अंदर तकब्बुर है, because he speaks like this, he says something like that. It's not our place, we don't know. This person could have more ikhlas than me. This person could be the most mukhlis person on earth. I don't know. So it's very, very important that we always have husnul dhan, a good opinion about other people. Anyway, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought this here, hadith here, to show that anyone who says la ilaha illallah, Allah and has iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the fire of Jahannam haram upon them. So even if they have to go into Jahannam for a short period of time for any sin, eventually they will end up in Jannatul Firdaus. And from here we can also take, Ustaz Muhtin Ayatullah Sabur, always take the zahir. That Allah ta'ala said is haram. Why do we need to mix words? Like I mentioned, he would say, la yu'minu ahadukum. All of the hadith which say, la yu'minu ahadukum. You are not a mu'min. Hatta yuhibba li akhihi ma yuhibbu li nafsi. Until you love for your brother what you love for yourself. He would say, don't say haqiqi mu'min, sachi mu'min. Say, you are not a mu'min. Because this is what the hadith is saying. When you say, yes, sacha pakka musulman nahi hai, mu'min nahi hai, lekin musulman to hai, we make it light. Okay, we make the implications of the hadith light. You know, that this person is not a mu'min who does not love for his brother the same things that he loves for himself. And all of the other hadith which are like this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice upon these few words. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallah, bihamdi, shadallah, tastaghfirullah.